Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah! Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IAB at 6:30 even on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Robbie Rosenhaus. They on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a marathon 45-minute schmooze. Right up until the Nets. We have a game tonight on the Fan pregame. 7:15 on your Fan New York.
Well, today I'd like to talk about the month of February, where there's going to be a lot more action.
What month comes next after January? February.
It's as though your brain is saying, this is so boring. Give me anything, something new.
Can we live through February?
Total competition score, 224.63.
Very confident, has finished last season 12th in the Viper Championships. He saw that coming.
He has no trouble in getting the elevation, does he?
That is unbelievable.
Well, just when we get through telling you how tough it is to get it close to this hole, Tiger shows us how it's done.
Devin Mazie rides tougher. Look at that bull reach back. That would bother most Cowboys, but not this guy today. Not on the final round of the Canadian Finals Rodeo. Got him reared into his hand. Look out, Cowboy. Whoa, here come the bullfighters.
Here we go with the Daytona 500.
Oh, baby, anticipation.
Checkered flag waving. It's over. It's Earnhardt.
It's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring, everyone.
Boredom, though, can kill you.
February. February.
Lost in February.
I think we're overdoing the boredom motif in this conversation.
So allow me to bore in a boring February month. And only in this month can you have a lead story when the month of February has to call in the month of May and the month of June for help. When Mount Zion took to the floor last night, jaws were dropping as well, and most of those jaws belong to fans of the New York Knickerbockers. So, on a February night, you were thinking May 14, the lottery, and June 20th, the NBA draft. To be or not to be a number one. Let's hope the New York Knickerbocker medical staff has better power ranking when it comes to giving physicals to players on their draft board than the New York Metropolitans. Noah Syndergaard says, give the kid an MRI. What we are hearing tonight are words you really don't want to hear about the incident from last night. Critical condition. Lost soul. Tongue fit to be tied, never to see the floor again. Of course, we're talking about the shoe. Mount Zion is going to live to play another game. The shoe, not so. And yes, Mount Zion did not have the look of love on his face when this bizarre incident took place. But you know who is in real serious pain? Nike. And you know who might have had a smile on the face? Adidas and Under Armour, to name two. And certainly Michael Jordan jumping for joy in his shoes watching his Tobacco Road Warriors beat on a not-so-special K and his Black and Blue Devils by 16. Will Mount Zion play again? Well, of course, and certainly only if he can, to show one and all he can, and any talk of shutting him down should be shut down. Right now, the shoe in worse shape than Mount Zion, from all accounts. Mount Zion, a grade one right knee sprain day to day like the rest of us. For the left shoe, funeral services pending. February, and you know I'm talking about you, can be such a tease. As in yesterday. Yesterday, when the news came down of Manny and his money, and you were thinking, okay, the vault has been open for those free agents still free from a team to call their own. Keuchel and Gonzalez to name two. And of course, number one, will the price be nice for Bryce? True or false? Four or five teams have made large bids on Harper. Only the shadow knows, and even the shadow has some doubts, possibly. So somewhere over the rainbow sits a pot of gold for the lefty from the Crashinals. And who might be those teams in the rumorizing? Well, you've come to the right place with this.
From beautiful parks to walkable cities, here are the happiest cities in America.
Here in South Philly, at the intersection of 9th and Passyunk, there's a war waging, a cheesesteak war. Directly across the street from each other, it's Pat's versus Geno's.
Launched to deep left field, this one way back, it may go, and it is gone. Bryce Harper's got 20 home runs.
Hi, I'm Jim Kenney. I'm the mayor of the city of Philadelphia. Nice to meet you. Thanks for choosing Philadelphia. I'm a lifelong Philadelphian, and I know you're going to enjoy the same things in the city that I enjoy.
San Francisco, one of the most iconic cities on the planet. The city by the bay effortlessly blends its rich and diverse history with its status as the home to some of the biggest companies in the world.
It's going, going, and long gone. Bryce Harper ties the game with his 27th home run.
What should we eat and why in San Francisco? We were bombarded with the same answer, burrito. But surely you could, burrito. Yeah, but what about burrito?
Well, people may be moving out of Illinois, but plenty of visitors are flocking to Chicago. Chicago set a tourism record last year with 57.6 million visitors.
This is way back to the wall, and this one is gone. Goodbye. A three-run home run for Bryce Harper on the first pitch from Peralta.
Their deep dish is what Chicago deep dish should taste like. The perfect marriage of everything you want in a deep dish pizza.
One of those pizzas that you can't get enough of.
Now, my opinion on D.C. is going to be explicitly on the District of Columbia. I'm not talking about Maryland. I'm not talking about Virginia. We're not talking about anything but the District of Columbia.
It is gone. Bryce Harper on the 10th pitch of his at-bat. It's his 29th home run of the season.
I think Bryce is really open to the geography. What he's really looking for is the ownership to make sure that he has every opportunity to achieve his goals to win a world championship.
Maybe before tonight is over, although nobody is expecting Bryce Harper to be announcing or any of his people to be announcing he has signed anywhere. Not today, maybe tomorrow, or maybe Saturday, or maybe Sunday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.